Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy to have you here today. I recognize that I did not come last week on Friday, and I want to explain that I was ill. I seldom am ill, and so certainly seldom am ill where I would miss this program, but I slept right through it. I, in fact, did not wake up until someone called me later in the morning. And so I send my apologies to any of you out there who might have been here last week for our appointment with God, and I missed it. Now, I could have beat myself up about the head and shoulders, and I did briefly, but then I forgave myself. Because you know what? We're all just human beings doing our best one day at a time. I think that so often, and what this program is about, is that we cling to the idea that we're not enough because of missteps we've made in the course of life. And the reality is, God's not keeping track, and you don't need to either. You can let it go. You can let go of the negative energy of it, and you can step forward. We are just human beings, each and every one of us. Now, what we do on Friday mornings is different than Sundays. Sundays, Bob and I talk, and this Sunday we're not going to be having a program because Bob is celebrating Mother's Day. I'm hopefully with his mother, and I'm celebrating Mother's Day with my mother. So it's kind of a dedication to them. We will be back the following Sunday, and certainly I will be back next Friday. I've had a sense that I should do this program more regularly again, and am thinking about starting on two different days. I'm going to be moving closer to my work in about 2 months, and so I'm going to throw the word out there that in about 2 months, when I get closer to my office and I don't have to travel over an hour a day, at that point I will begin the process of coming on the air more regularly than one time a week, but not as regularly as every day like I did at one point. So what do we do on Fridays? Well, we've been learning to meditate, but I want you to know that I'm convinced that those of you who listen regularly, and I do have regular listeners, know have mastered meditation on some level, at least the level that's right for them. They understand that we sometimes meditate in very short spurts, perhaps as short as 5 seconds, just inviting God to reconnect with us and join us in our next step so that when we move forward, we feel that we are not alone but all one, and we have the comfort of that connection. The next thing we do is we use as our guide a book that I scribed for God. I don't think I can take credit for it. It's called Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You, and that book can be purchased if you want, but I would discourage purchase. You can read it here on the internet on our blogs, or alternatively, you can send me an email and I'll send it to you for free, because frankly, we talk about manifestation at times on the Sunday program, and if I were to manifest anything, I would manifest Uniquely Created in a small bound volume that I could just give to everybody. It's 26 simple passages that you could read all at once and feel better and happier about yourself, or you could read as we are doing with a 1 week meditation period. Or you could read one for 2 weeks. It's truly amazing what God accomplished in those words. It's kind of a distillation of all of the big, thick books down to some simple, truthful passages that will help you lead your life in peace. Now, in saying that, I'm not promising you are always going to have peace, because life as a human being is not always peace. I think that life as a human being is a journey back to love, which is what I try to call God. It's a journey back to love, learning to act in a loving way with other people, and learning to let go of those things that have pained you, those things that you have done that are not necessarily perfect. In fact, letting go of the perfection standard that is inculcated into each of us so deeply that we think it's wrong to ask God to help us. My friends, God is the one helpmate who is there for you always, never gone. It doesn't have to be a time of desolation. It can be a time of joy and happiness. God is waiting to hear from you. I promise you that. So today's passage is glorious times await those who listen. Before we get to that passage, let's connect with each other. Let's do a little bit of breathing and see if we can start an energy circle of love around the planet. Just sending that energy out makes a difference. So if you could put your feet flat on the ground or in a comfortable position, if you use the lotus position, they're not flat, they're facing upward. If you use an Indian sitting position, they're not flat, they're facing sideways. But it doesn't matter. Let's use our feet as the beginning of energizing our core. So it doesn't matter where you are sitting. It doesn't matter how you are sitting. What matters is that now we are going together to take three deep breaths. Now, the first breath, I'm going to talk about the kind of phenomena that I hope is going on inside your body. Excuse me, I still have a bit of a cold, pardon me. And by that, I mean that I'm going to talk about the chakra lining up. That's a phenomena that is physiological, my friends. Physiological. One time I had a doctor want to look at my eyes while I went into meditation. At about the point of the third breath, he said my eyes kind of flittered and he wasn't quite sure what was going on, but I definitely was in a changed state. So physiologically, we as humans are connected to God through our spine, through our crown chakras, through our breathing. And our bodies know that and remember that. That's kind of like cell memory. And we can ignite that memory. And we do it first by breathing. So whether you're in a crisis or you're sitting in a moment of guided meditation as we are now, you want to breathe deeply to connect with God, with love. So let's take a breath, and I suggest that people feel as though they are pulling the breath through their feet. Not because you're suddenly going to have feet or on some spiritual weirdness, you've got noses, excuse me, you do have feet. You have some spiritual weirdness, you have nose in your feet, you don't. But what you have instead is a human sensation of elongation of your breath. And so if you imagine, you're going to now track a path for your feet. And that path is going, I keep saying your feet, your breath. Excuse me. You're going to track a path for your breath. I have to laugh at myself. Can we laugh for a second? This is a live program. Someday I may get so good at this that these will be funny. But the way the words misspeak, and then it always makes me think, okay, now why am I saying that? And there's something more I need to say about the feet. I don't think so. We've covered the feet today. So now we're going to have a track for your breath. And you're going to start breathing, pulling long breath up through your body and pull it through your nose, pulling it from the soles of your feet up the front of your calves, across your shins, across your knees, up the front of your thighs, across your hips. And now you're going to start lining up your crown chakras, excuse me, your chakras. And as you do that, you're going to pull the energy of your breath. You're going to pull that breath through your base chakra, which is where you hold your fear. And you're going to start releasing that fear. And you're going to pull and you're going to bring energy up. And you're going to come into your sacral chakra. That is traditionally considered a zone of orange light. And in your sacral chakra, that's your zone of creativity. That's where everything new and exciting is waiting to come out of you, if you just trust that you're enough. You're going to then pull and move forward into the solar plexus, that middle area between your stomach and your gut. The sacral chakra is like your sex chakra. And now you're going to move up into the zone between your sex areas, your private areas, your pubic areas, but it's a little bit above, right about your belly button, and you're going to move up, and that's going to come up right to just below your breastplate there. And you're just below your heart. And that is going to be, and that is your solar plexus. That's your zone of healing, not just yourself, but others. You can heal people energetically by believing in the wonder of them and expressing that verbally. And so the solar plexus is yellow light, but you can also heal yourself. We hear stories of people who had dreaded diseases who healed themselves. So now today as you're breathing, I want you to start taking that healing yellow energy and carry that through the path, the breath path that we're going. And as that's happening, releasing the negativity of your fears that you've now brought up to a zone where they can heal. Now let's move next up to the heart chakra. Many people say that's where love sits in your life. Well, kind of it does, huh? That's what we do on Valentine's Day. It's certainly where you can invite love to join you. Your heart chakra is a vibrant emerald green. And now let's thrust back our shoulders as we're healing ourselves from the negative thinking and fears that clog our systems. And let's now start sending out love, unconditional love. Knowing that we are enough, just as we are. Just as we are. And because we are enough, everyone else is enough also. That the life lessons they've had have been necessary for them to be who they are. And so let's feel the like a light, like just a sword of light going out of your heart and letting it go around the world. Feel that love. And now turn that love back to yourself. Take that concept of the fears that you've pulled now to this safe zone, to this zone of love, and explode them, invalidating them because you are enough. There is nothing to fear. Fear traps you. Believing in the wonder and glory of you opens you up to all the wonders that await you today. Now keep breathing, and we're going to pull the air up to our throat chakra. And it's right where I say it, in throat. The throat chakra is where we hold words. And it's so often when I touch people and I talk to them about what's going on in their lives. And when they call me on the phone, my throat chakra immediately starts hurting and becoming clogged up. And I know that they are judging themselves with their words and deeds. They're not feeling enough, and they're judging others. And now today, let us release all judgments that we have done in the past and release any person we have judged from the effects of our judgment. Let us send out words through our minds, words through our mouth, that they are enough. And let us remember that our words can echo around the planet. They come out of our mouth in just seconds, and then they last for years. They can shape and harm people. So let's make sure that our words are well chosen and that we are careful in how we treat other people. So send words of love, forgiveness, and forgive yourself for having judged. Let's let loving words come from our crown, from our voice box, our throat chakra. Continuing the breath path, we're going to come up to the brow chakra, the third eye. This is where you manifest your hopes and dreams. Pull all the positive energy up, and by now you've converted any fears from the base chakra into acceptance and love and caring. And now manifest those things that you would like to have in your life. Imagine yourself enough that you can have whatever you choose. Send that thought out into the universe of how you would like to have today be. Send the thought out into the universe of what things you believe will make your life easier so that you can move forward in love, and wish the same for everyone. So often, my friends, people say, well, you It's one thing. You really can't ask for something you can't buy for yourself. Well, you know what, folks? We're rapidly becoming a world where everybody doesn't need to work. And we are rapidly approaching a place where we need to open our heart chakras. We need to ask love in and have a conference, a giant energy conference, and say, if we are able to provide for our needs without everyone working, and everyone is enough, then why do we sanction and allow homelessness? If everyone is worthy, if we truly believe that we are enough, that God will provide for us, then we need to work on that path and stop judging people based on the Puritan work ethic of our forefathers. So manifest, dream, hope, and believe in the wonder of you, and that love, God, Allah, Yahweh, the Great Spirit, the universe, the eternal all, want and desire for you those same things. You are worthy. And finally, you pull that air up through, and the final elapse is you begin a transfusion with love. You come to the crown chakra, the place I've been wanting to drive you all morning. You come to the crown chakra, where you begin to release energy and interchange it. Very similar to a blood transfusion. You're going to cleanse and unite the blood and move it back, but now you're going to do it with energy, taking refreshed energy from the universe. Open the top of your head and invite the fresh energy of love into your life, knowing that you are enough. And now blow out through your mouth and down through your crown chakra, from your crown chakra down your chakras to your feet, fueling that path with the energy from love, connecting, being one with love. And many people say a chant at that point to remind themselves of their value and to connect them, to get all thoughts out of their mind. And they say, "Om." Now, I know most of you have had many breaths, because certainly I have, but let's try one more breath or two more breaths. And this time, as you're pulling the energy up through your feet, following the path of the energy through your body, up your chakras, up, 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 opening your heart, sending out love, opening your voice chakra, sending out loving words, pulling the energy up to the brow chakra, the healing energy that tells you you are enough, uniting and transfusing your energy with the universe, with love, and sending it back down through your body. Allow your mind to think, "I am enough." And now let us blow that energy out. Om. Now let's do one more breath. "I am enough. I am enough. I am enough." Feel the burdens lightening as the energy comes from the universe, from love to you, just for you. This is your appointment with love, with God. And pull love's energy down, pushing all of the negativity that has blocked you, that has kept you from turning to love on a minute-by-minute basis, and push it back, back, back down through your feet, all the way down, and place it back in the earth from which it came. Let's reach our arms out, our right arm out, and feel the energy of those who are listening today. Feel the excitement and the joy of knowing that we are like each other more than we are different. And then reach your left arm out and feel the circle closing. And now let us manifest peace around the world in this revolution of love that we are involved in. Let us imagine together through our brow, our third eye, let us imagine the earth in front of us and see it starting to light up with the power of love that we can send. We are very powerful beings if we choose to recognize our power in love. So now let's imagine the earth exploding in lights, just lights popping everywhere as love is waking up around the planet. Let us see love waking up at the White House. Let's see it waking up in Congress. Let us see it waking up in the legislatures, in the executive offices, around the world, everywhere. All we are saying is give love a chance. I suggest to you that we are at a time that has been prophesied as coming, and so many have interpreted as a time of pain and suffering, and it is a time, the change that can happen now is love. We are on the cusp of change, and we can lead in love, seeing more in others than they are showing, believing in the wonder of us, remembering that love truly wants for you what you want for yourself, nothing different and nothing more. Today's passage is, glorious times await those who listen. The Divine One is connected with you right now. Feel the messages, feel the presence, and know. The Divine One is always there. You are never alone. You are always all one. So this feeling that we came to, this place we came to today, when we were doing the meditative practice, this feeling of differentness, this energizing that we feel, that is waiting for us always. You are never alone. You are always all one. When God said, I am that, he meant you. So today we're going to be listening to some music and practice this deep breathing. As you're doing so, I would like your mantra to be, I am loved just as I am. I am loved just as I am. And we're going to use clouds and rain, wind and sea today for our meditation. Remembering, I am, oops, I'm having problems starting that one, I'm sorry. Let me find a different one here. Now let's see, how about the Quiet Mind Project, Balinese Moonrise? Actually, that music is wonderful. You know, I'm coming to be a big fan of the Quiet Mind Project. In fact, as I'm looking here now, I'm doing kind of the, I get to be the person who's running the switchboard, and I'm looking at all the wonderful music that's been loaded into our switchboard by Bob, and then some of it by me. And if I get to make choices, I want to pick the best one. And right now, I think the best one is Andalusian, the Quiet Mind Project. And delusion, I'm going to call it end delusion. Know that you are enough. Know that you are connected. You are fine, just as you are. So now we're going to have about 4 minutes, and I will be back with the Quiet Mind Project and delusion, and you're going to use as your mantra when thoughts come into your mind, I am enough, just as I am. Well, this is scary. I don't know if we, in fact, have music going out there, so maybe I should try something different. I'm having switchboard problems. Once again, this will be funny. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Let's try once again. We'll try the Quiet Mind Project, Distant Smoke. I'm getting a signal, but I don't know what it means. It says URI is empty. I have to tell you, I think we have music problems today. Wow. I can keep talking to you as you think, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I'm going to now try one more music. I'm going to try Om Shanti by Terry Oldfield.
Talk Radio.